we know that they like to play through their posts, and we know what some of their guys like to do, and we just did our best taking away what they wanted to do.
Colin, in Bloomington, Zach Fisher had a nice game. You had him to start. What was the game plan to guard him?
Overall, he does a really good job of coming off the screens, and he's got a pretty quick trigger. The game plan was just, get in him, trail him off the screens. If I can push him out far outside the three-point line, do that. But overall, it was just, watch their film, know their plays, know their motions, know what they want to do, try to beat him to spots and run him off screens.
He had another good guard, number 22, Michael Beatty. Talk about guarding him. What are his strengths?
I thought number 22, he's a lot more of a put the ball on the floor and beat you off the dribble type deal. He hurt us a little bit. He really gets his head down and goes in transition as well. That was another thing that we knew we needed to keep them out of transition, because sometimes they just get the ball and go. And when it comes down to transition, you have to defend that with five guys. And I thought overall we did a pretty good job of doing that tonight.
Colin, talk about the war on the boards. It was tough inside. Those guys from Milliken really get after the ball.
Yeah, no, we knew that coming in. That was definitely one of our focuses. We knew we had to win the battle on the boards. I don't know what we finished with. I know at halftime we were up 5 in the rebounding battle. That's always good to hear. Our big guys did terrific. I know there was a lot of, it was a very physical game in the paint. I thought our big guys came out on top there, and that's always good to see.
This has to be a nice win for you as well. You guys didn't shoot the ball great, but still the defense wins the game, winning in multiple different ways.
Obviously it's not ideal when, shots aren't falling, but, as a basketball team, it's a long season. That there are going to be games where that happens. So it's definitely good to see, get that grinded out defensive win. I think that speaks to this team's character, especially, getting a win like that late in February. That's where we want to be defensively.
Two to go now in the CCIW. You guys come off a two-game losing streak. It has to be good to kind of get things back on track against Carroll Milliken.
Again, especially coming off two games where defensively, we didn't think we were at our best. It's good to get a game like this where that's essentially what won us a game, defensive and rebounding. And, with a team like us and the offense like us, we know the shots are going to fall eventually, so that's not something we normally worry about.
And I wrote, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you at Carthage on Saturday.
Thanks.
All right, that's Colin Burnett, our lead part of the game. The Titans leading the score tonight at 15 points. The end of the Titan victory. And now Coach Ron Rowe steps up to the mic on the Titan win tonight. Coach, I guess good to get a win on a night where the shots weren't necessarily falling, but the defense was tremendous again tonight.
It was really good. I'm really, really pleased with the progress we've made and the pride we've shown on that end. What was it, 61 on Saturday, turn around and give up 56 on, our team is, when you think about Illinois Wesley and this group this year, you think of offense first, but we've grown so much defensively over the year. We kind of stubbed our toe a couple weeks ago in terms of the progress we made, but boy, I thought we really showed a lot of pride.
That was a grinded out game. Milliken plays hard. Offensively, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Not sure we executed at the level we needed to get easy shots. But at the same time, I didn't think the fact that when we missed shots affected our defensive interest. And you see that a lot with offensive-minded teams, that when the shots aren't going in or you're not scoring points, a lot of times that affects your defense, and thank goodness it didn't to us tonight.
Well, Colin Burnett, right from the start defensively against Zach Fisher, just took him out of the game.
Hey, Zach Fisher is really talented. He's averaging 20-something over the last four games. At our place, he really really made things difficult. And Colin's a student of the game. We watched film. We showed where he was able to get shots that first time. And Colin's pretty dogmatic in his approach defensively. He's not going to give you a lot of ground, and he did a fantastic job. One of the big keys to holding them to 56.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, well, your guys fought on the boards tonight inside. It's a Milliken team who crashes hard.
Well, that's their strength. When you look at their starting lineup with Cunningham, Henry, and the other big kid, Harrell, they're running out three guys, 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", that crashed the boards incredibly hard. I thought we battled all night long. That was kind of our thing. If we win the boards, we felt like we were going to have a better chance to win the basketball game. And what did we end up? I think +3 for the game. Really big for us.
just like Carroll, you got off to a nice start as well. You kind of built some momentum on the road here tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's so much easier playing ahead. I think it was 11-4 when they called their first timeout, so we had that seven-point cushion. I don't think it dipped much below that, maybe five or six. We're able to keep that. You know, certainly as a coach and as a team, we wish we would have thrown the knockout punch.
Right.
I think we got up to 15 or 17. We had some uncharacteristic turnovers that really cost us. You know, as a coach, it's hard. You turn it over 10 times and you're upset. That's a good number. You know, this team, that's one of the things we've done all year is taking care of the basketball. I think there were, you know, two or three turnovers that you'd like to get back that gave them a little life, a little momentum. But for the most part, very happy with the game.
Talk about guarding Michael Beatty, number 22. He is a talented kid coming off the bench.
Oh, he is. He's big. He's strong. I mean, how many 6'2", 230-pound shooting guards are there? And when he's got momentum playing downhill, he makes it really tough. And, you know, you got to guard him with numbers because you're not going to stop him one-on-one when he's got a head of steam coming at you. But he's very good. You know, they've got talented guys. Elijah Henry, holy cow, is he a good player.
Yeah.
And so on the road, this is a critical win for us to keep that one-game lead. And, you know, we're notching one at a time. Two to go now.
Once again, you get a really nice game out of Alex O'Neill inside. He is going to be a tough handle the rest of the way.
Yeah, you can see. I went 5-for-7.
Yeah.
I think he was 6-for-6. So, you know, what is that, 11-for-13 the last two games? Awfully good. And he's picking his spots, you know, and you just see we wanted to get the ball to him. We're now at the stage where we're running sets to get him the basketball. Early in the year, we just wanted him to get comfortable. We didn't want to put pressure on him, let the game come to him. Now, you know, I think he's at the stage where we're talking about we've got to get Alex the ball, and that just makes us a better basketball team.
So defensively, getting better and better every game, that's got to be a good sign here going to the last two CCAW contests.
Well, you know, when you get into championship caliber basketball, you've got to defend. You know, as you get into the playoffs, a lot of times you don't see the high-scoring games because every possession is contested. And so it's good to see the growth in that area.
Coach, what are the challenges now going to Kenosha on Saturday?
Well, you know, they beat us the first game of the conference season. And I don't know how the game turned out tonight, but they are battling to try to make the conference tournament. And, you know, they've got size inside. They go 6'10", 6'10", across the line in the starting lineup. They've got the Thomas kid that can really shoot it from behind the arc. And one of the, I think, best all-round players in Brad Cruz. So they've got a tremendous team.
Wheaton did win the game. So perfect is out.
You know, it'll be senior night. So, you know, how about that? You know, you're not happy. If Carthage wins, you're worried because they're still in it. If Carthage loses, you're worried because they got nothing to lose.
It sounds like coaching.
Worry less, pray more, Joel. Worry less,
exactly
pray more.
Right.
That's right. Well, we have.
If it was your senior night, you'd be worried, hey, we're going to come out flat, nervous. So, you know, it's just that kind of thing.
That's the life of a coach.
Well, at least you have a little less to worry about tonight after getting a good road victory tonight here in Milliken.
Yeah, and we knew this was going to be a battle. We've been watching how they're playing, and I give Coach Shearer a lot of credit. Those kids, even though they're not in the hunt for the conference tournament, they're still really playing hard. So, great win for us, and looking forward to Saturday's trip.
That's right. We appreciate the time, Coach. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday.
We appreciate you guys being here. Thanks, Eric and Joel.